His name is Brad Tree Living. Brad, congratulations. What's the last 24 hours been like for you?
Well, it's been a whirlwind. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it was. It's been exciting. I, as I was saying today, you know, a lot of things go through your mind, and but just actually getting in the city as a, you know, as you guys know, kind of a Western Canadian guy. I feel like you're coming home, and you know, you're turning on the TV, hockey's on the radio, people are talking about it. So I'm excited to be here.
What was the process? How did it all come to be from your perspective?
Well, you know, it was one of those situations where we were, the last couple of weeks, we were living and dying with every game that was being played down the stretch. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get in. And you know, right the next day, Don grabbed me and we had a meeting. And he had mentioned that Brian had called. He's got a great respect for Brian. They've got a good relationship. Said that they obviously wanted to talk to me about the position here. Obviously, with the draft coming up, you know, Don put together a timeline to allow me to do that. It was a fairly short time frame that we knew one way or another this was going to move quickly, and I think that's fair, and it was the right thing. So I came up to Calgary, met with Brian, met with Ken, met with some folks, went through it, and you know, a lot of phone conversations, and came back again yesterday, spent a good portion of the day with Brian, and we were able to finalize something yesterday, and here we are today.
When the offer is presented, when they say, we would like you to be the new general manager of the Calgary Flames, is it a quick absolutely? Is there some, you know, some reflecting time? How does that decision end up being made ultimately by you?
Well, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, yes, you get to that point, but I think... you know, there's a lot of, I'm a sort of a deliberate guy. And I think coming in here, you obviously knew that Brian was hiring a manager here for some period of time. So, you know, you're trying to do as much research and information and have answers to questions you might have. So you're trying to prepare yourself for everything, that may come and whatever answer may come, whether that be, you're going to be, you're looking at an opportunity here or not. So when it did finally come, it's exciting. It's humbling. And you know, I keep coming back to it, you know, these are fun days and you know, all that in terms of day one, but to me, it's the work. It's now, you know, getting back up to that office as quick as I can and really start digging in. And you know, there's a lot of stuff to be done here, in a fairly short period of time. So it's exciting when you get that word, and you know, you're ready to go to work.
Brad Tree Living is the new general manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us here in the Hot Stove Lounge. Pete,
Brad, I guess my first question of many would be: your name has been talked about in a number of different circles. Frankly, every time a GM position has come up in the last couple of years, your name has been there. So why, Brad, are the Calgary Flames a good fit for you?
I think, as I said, Peter, a lot of it is, you know, it's the people. I look, obviously it's the Western Conference. I'm a Western Conference guy, I guess. You know, Brian and I, we share the same philosophy. I think you like-minded people, you know, tend to find themselves together. And, you know, to me, I look at location, geography, Western Canada, this city, a team that, again, I don't profess to say I know intimately, because I think you have to get behind the curtain. But I know this team. I feel I know where they're strong. I feel I know where this team needs work. So ultimately, having Brian here is a, you know, it's just it's a comfort level for me. You know, knowing that the guy that you're working with and working for has had the success that he's had, and that, you know, you're singing off the same song page. So it's like a lot of those things when you go into a place and it just feels right. This one felt right, you know, from day one.
And yet you made no bones about it in the news conference a short time ago. You understand, needless to say, that this group has got some work to do, as you referred to it. And when you look at it, where are maybe, Brad, the one or two areas that, for you, you're really digging into, right, like right now?
Well, to me, it's you know, I'm we'll see what happens here. You know, I want to find out, get in front of our coaches in Abbotsford. You know, there's some players there just to kind of get a little sense and get in front of those guys. You know, we're hopeful that they can come back in their series with Grand Rapids. It's getting in front of them, making sure that they know the next 90 days before they come to training camp is the most important 90 days of their lives. You know, setting that culture of work over the course of the summer. I want to dig in and learn more about, you know, the things that I don't know here. How do we do things? How do we, you know, how do we prepare? How do we train? How do we practice and all those types of things? So to me, it's you know, that it's a novel, and I'm on page one right now. So that's the enjoyment, that's the excitement for me, is the work. And then ultimately, you know, getting in front of our scouts here, that's the next major event we have, is getting to making sure we're prepared when we get into Philadelphia, because that's a critical 2 days for this organization. So you know, there's a lot to do here in a short period of time, and you know, it'll start tonight.
I've been lucky to be at a lot of events over the years in my career, and I've seen you at just about every single major one I've ever been at. I know how important drafting and developing in this business, and obviously it's such a big part of your background. So what would you say, in many ways, Brad, if I was to ask, what is kind of your drafting and scouting philosophy?
Well, in terms of drafting, as Brian said there, I think, I mean, for us, it's take the best player available. But we do put emphasis on, like, I firmly believe you build your team from the back out. I mean, you look at the teams playing now. You look at the last team stand last few years. It's, you know, your top four defensemen, your center ice position is critical. It's critical to the success of your hockey club. So those are the areas that, to me, those are the building. That's the foundation of your team. You can't have success unless you're strong in those areas. Development for me, too, is, and I think it's one we have to be, we'd be very careful with here, is, you know, we've got some young players here, and we're going through a process here of integrating some young players into our organization. But to me, your birth certificate, your age, just doesn't get you on a team, because you have to be ready. This is the NHL. This is not, I mean, it's a man's league here. And I've lived it. I've gone through it. I've seen it go the other way, where players are put in this league and they're not ready to play in this league. And you find yourself playing catch up. So to me, development can't be rushed. You know, Sean Monahan's a good example. I remember talking to a lot of people before the start of the season, and I love him as a player. I loved him his draft year. I thought there was no way in heck this guy was going to be playing, and he scores 20 goals. So it's fluid, but we're going to be patient here. We're going to do it the right way. And you don't get to do it a second time. You know, you get one chance to do to do right by these players and grow them the right way, and we'll do that here.
He is Brad Treliving, the new general manager of the Calgary Flames. It's the Big Show with Pat and Peter here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. And you spent 7 years in the Phoenix Coyotes organization as an assistant general manager under Don Maloney. How proud are you of your time in Phoenix and what you were able to accomplish there?
Yeah, really proud. You know, it was... and it comes back to the people for me, like... As I said during the press conference, I mean, I think a lot of people outside of Phoenix over the course of the last number of years, we've gone through a lot of stuff, and obviously publicly with our ownership situation for a large portion of that time. But, and again, ultimately we didn't have the success that we, you know, that we still strive, or they still strive for there. But I think we were able to do some things under some trying circumstances. I think you learn to... you know, sort of eat what you kill in those scenarios. You have to be right. You have to, there's a very, very fine line, in terms of your decision-making process when you're, again, we weren't a cap team. But what I found out there is just that the importance of continuity on a staff, you know, having everybody involved, working as a team. They're motherhood statements, but they're so critical. You know, you're always proud that, you know, you think you left a place better than when you showed up. That's a good team. That's a team that's, you know, they're going to be good for a while, and they've got some real good players there. So I'm excited about what happened there while I was there, and proud of what we accomplished.
One of the things that stuck out to me in that news conference was you were very adamant in saying, I'm ready. I am ready to take this opportunity. I'm ready to take that next step in my career. How come? What makes you so ready at this point of your life?
Well, you know, I think... And don't confuse ready with, you know, I want to get out. I mean, that I Don and I talked a lot. I mean, I would have been perfectly happy in Phoenix for, you know, the next 20 years. It's, you know, it's obviously a beautiful place to live. Our family was happy there. I was given a lot of responsibility. But, you know, I think everybody that you aspire to at some point be the guy behind the wheel and not just telling people where to turn left and turn right. You know, the readiness for me comes from, and I give the credit to Don, where, you know, everybody in the assistant manager position, you have 30 teams. In a lot of cases, it's 30 different roles, you know, and we had a small shop there, and I was exposed to everything. You know, he trusted me to, and in some cases early on there, you know, you tripped and fell and got up again. So there's not an area in this business that I haven't been involved in. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, I've got strong beliefs of certain things should be done and need to be done, but I'm not getting in there wondering, well, I wonder how this operates, or I wonder. Now, that's not to say I think you need lots of good people, and you empower people and you work together, but I just feel I'm ready. I'm ready to jump out and be here in Calgary and work with this group here.
You also were very, very adamant in talking about how much of kind of a drawing force working with Brian was going to be, and being able to be in collaboration with him. How come working with Brian Burke was such an attractive thing for you?
Well, I've known, like, I've never worked with Brian, but I've known Brian for a long time. I think there's a real similar view in terms of how you build teams, what type of team you need to have success. I think that's important. I think, you know, you have to have continuity in that standpoint. I know people that have worked for Brian for many years, and you know, Brian is revered as a boss. You know, he's loyal to his people. You know, you look at people that have worked for Brian, they have sometimes shown up in more than one place, and ultimately he's had success. I mean, you look at where Brian's gone. There's some places he's gone into that it wasn't a good team. I go back to years and years and years ago in Vancouver, and you know, that was not a great situation. You know, he's left a footprint of success wherever he's been. So to me, that's, and the experience, as much as I said earlier, I feel I've been exposed to everything. Brian sort of lived there, been there in everything that's going on in this business. So that's exciting. It's attractive. And to me, it was a real critical point for me coming here.
Brad Treleving's the new general manager of the Flames.
I just have one more for you, Brad, and taking a look at how you got here and all the different steps, whether, you know, playing in the minors. I'm still fascinated at your age, how you took over basically two pro leagues in the United States and headed them up. How beneficial for you have all those steps been to where you are right today?
You know what, Peter, it's a great question, because mine is a little bit unique, unique route. And I, you know, going through it, it wasn't planned. I played, you know, Brian was real nice saying, you know, he played and it was a great experience. Well, playing where I played, you know, it means you're a bad player, first of all. So I realized quite early that, you know, playing wasn't going to be my forte. But I used that knowing that, you know, I wanted to get on the other side of the desk. So I worked in front offices while I was playing, and I was learning the business side of it. It's eye-opening. When you've been a player all along, you don't know what's going on sometimes in the front office. So, you know, my goal was always to obviously – get to an NHL team and be working with a team. And as you're going through them, you don't know that those experiences are really helping you. But I look back now, I've been exposed to probably more than most. You know, I could tell you, we'll grab a cold beverage one day from everywhere of, you know, an opening night in the center, and we're stringing the nets. The nets came out, and there's no net in the bars, and they didn't know they had to. So you have to string the nets, and you have to make ice some nights, and you have to sell tickets, and, you know, you have to, you know, deal with referees and coach. So all those types of things have been, you know, whatever it is I am today, they've played a very big part, and I think it's exposed me to a lot of different things.
Just a few more. You mentioned Mark Giordano. That was the player that you kind of mentioned by name. He's the captain of this team. What makes him a guy that impresses you as much as he does?
I've liked Mark Giordano as a player, you know, for a long time. I think he's a good player. I've always kind of thought he was one of the most underrated players in the game. You know, when he was named captain, you know, after Jerome had been here for so long, you were interested. Every time I seen him, and not necessarily when it was playing versus Phoenix, but when I was in the building here, he was just so impressive. You know, he exhibits the qualities that we want to be about. He's got a warrior mentality. He's a competitive person. He's a good player. I looked at him as saying, we got a chance, okay? Because you need somebody to drag everybody along with you. And, you know, Mark has impressed me, and I don't know Mark, but I've seen him enough, and just watching him this year, and especially with a young group that they've had here, I don't know if you could have found a better example. Listening to post-game interviews, watching how he conducted himself in certain games, I was fascinated by him, and I think he was everything and more that this franchise could have hoped for by naming him captain, and I'm very glad and very excited that we're on the same team, and I look forward to chatting with him.
You have a big hire coming now. You've got an assistant general manager that you need to bring into the fold. What are you looking for? What characteristics? What's your philosophy there?
Well, you know, I feel I've got a profile. I want to kind of take a deep breath and you know, get a little sense of what we've got in the organization. There's some things that I've got rolling around in my brain. I definitely have a profile of the type of person, and I've got some specific individuals in mind. But I also want to cast a wide net. You know, this to me is a critical hire for the organization, and so you know, we're gonna not dislike my situation. There are and may be people that we want to talk to that are under contract with teams right now, so we've got to be respectful of that. But that process will begin, you know, when I get back upstairs here today, and that's the next, you know, the next important piece in person, or next important piece that we've got to get working on.
Finally, the World Championships, you're involved in that. So are your duties done? Do you still have things that you're looking after? Yeah. Are you heading to Belarus?
Yeah, I will. To be determined right now with everything, with all this coming up. So we've working with Rob Blake and Ron Hextall in terms of putting the team together. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, our responsibility is player identification and you know, naming the team. We'll then turn it over to the coaches. But I think it's important when you're involved in that you need to be there, you know, and Brian knew from the onset of this process that, you know, I've got a responsibility. How long and when I go and come back, those are things I'm trying to figure out right now. But, yeah, I will be in Belarus, and we're sort of working on some schedules right now.
I lied. One more. Your head coach, Bob Hartley. How excited are you to work with him for the upcoming season?
Well, you know what? I gotta visit with Bob. I really am. As I said in the press conference today, you know, I believe a team exhibits the personality, the traits, you know, of your coach. And I just thought, and I keep coming back to this word, but the will of this team, you know, that there was a lot of nights that, and especially, and this wasn't a 10-day 2-week thing. This was 2 months, and I watched this team a lot, and it was against good teams, and it was on the road, and it was with young players, and it was with different goal. Like it was different a lot of nights, and you don't do that by accident. And I think Bob played a major. It is the reason that happened. So I had a brief conversation with him. I wanted to talk to him today, introduce myself, and say that, you know, we're going to get together very soon, and I want to. You know, to me, that is a critical partnership. You know, I think the manager and coach is a critical partnership in any successful organization, and I'm looking forward to meeting and working with Bob.
Thank you so much for taking some time with us on what I know must be a busy day.
You bet.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Brad Treliving, the new general manager of the Calgary Flames. More on The Big Show next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.